It is the time of year when many forest landowners are starting to plan their growing season burns. Especially important this year since our wet winter prohibited many from completing their winter burns. But before getting started, Alabama State Forester with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Tim Albritton, reminds landowners to contact a certified prescribed burn manager.
A person who's been to a four-day training event where they learn about prescribed fire, how to conduct a good, safe burn and do it under the right conditions. These people are certified by the state of Alabama to be certified burn managers. So anytime you're hiring or wanting to do some burning on your forest land, it would be good to seek out and find a certified burn manager to help to do that burn.
As Albritton says, there are a few things to remember before prescribed burning.
Obviously, to do any kind of woodland burning in the state of Alabama, you have to get a permit, so you need to be calling the Forestry Commission and get a permit number.
Albritton also reminds landowners that when burning, the landowner is responsible for the smoke.
I'm not trying to scare people off, but I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, you are responsible for your fire and the smoke that fire produces. And so that's something to consider, and you need to wisely consider, okay, what are the conditions for this prescribed burn? I want to do it safely. I want to make sure the smoke gets on up and out of there and doesn't lay over a road and cause traffic problems, that kind of thing. And while we're talking about smoke, it's probably a good idea to mention that the Longleaf Alliance, a organization that's based here in Alabama, offers prescribed burning insurance for landowners, and this is a new product that is out there for landowners who maybe have been reluctant to prescribe burn because they're just afraid of the liability. But they're selling and offering landowners prescribed burn insurance, and they can check out more information about that on the Longleaf Alliance website.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.